Hearing is conditional use number 2391, MRO Auto Repair LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 0.46 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Cedar Lane, which is Sussex County Route 318, approximately 950 feet southeast of Wood Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 321. The 911 address is 22491 Cedar Lane, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 20, Parcel 142.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, which include a site plan, a copy of a deed for the property and the applicant's photographs. We also have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and we also have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir, step right up. Give us your name, you may have the floor.
Yeah, good afternoon. My first name is Danny. My last name is Perez. I'm the agent for this conditional use 2391.
Okay.
And the applicant's right here.
Okay, great.
And I was wondering if I could go ahead and give this to the a little more additional information.
Sure.
Supposed to have the 10-day rule.
Oh, that's right. You know, I thought, okay, yeah. Yeah, our attorney's going to take a look at it. We have a rule in our ordinance that requires applicants to submit 10 days.
We can advance them 10 days in advance.
Yeah, it looks fine. Looking at it quickly, and Mr. Whitehouse confirmed a lot of it, it's already in the record, or it's photographs.
Oh, okay.
Already in the public domain,
great.
So that's
right,
fine.
Perfect.
Thanks for indulging me on that.
Sure. All right, sir, go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Well, I thought, I believe you have the application there in front of previously, so I think unless you have any questions like you had prior to the other.
Well, let me explain to you how this works, okay? It's your responsibility to create a record, okay?
Correct.
So to just tell us do we have the application, do we have any questions, isn't much of a record. So what I would like you to do is tell us a little bit about the business, about what activities you intend to do on the site, what your hours of operation are, what kind of traffic and noise might be expected, and then tell us a little bit about what's going on around you, and then just generally trying to get us a picture of why this would be a good place for us to grant a conditional use of this type, and then we'll ask some follow-up questions. How about that?
Very good, sir. The applicant is a small repair shop, auto repair shop.
Okay.
On his lot, he owns a property, and basically, like I said, it's a small operation. It's not a full 7-day operation, and also it's very limited to 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they provide a copy of the site plan there, the lot, and just shows that the. Next to the gentleman's homes is two neighbors already occupied, and behind the property line there is just vacant lots. And then the access to the property itself, the street itself, the road, is a single lane, basically a single lane street. And the impact that you mentioned about the traffic, it's already been studied in the package, right? That thing was previously reported in the application, but it's attached to this little handout that I gave out. The I don't know what other a small little repair shop is. Basically, is just taking in there nothing, all anything that has to do with engine changes, anything would be inside. There are some photos that I wanted the council to take a look at. To see that the gentleman already took precautions of keeping the business inside in accordance with the regulations, and That's it. I don't think there is any other major, because this is a small business. He doesn't have 90 employees. It's all by himself. And
so there's no other employees, just himself?
Yes. That's all it doesn't have. It's a small operation that he first started for family members and a couple of friends where he was working before.
Okay. And how many vehicles would be on the site at any one time?
Well, he's probably only have maybe two or three vehicles on the outside of the property. Any work that's going to be done would be inside the shop itself. And the shop itself, it's has a building permit. It was approved. And also has the conditions of the electric and so on.
Okay. And how about disposal of waste oil and liquid?
The disposal, we have a, he's contracted a company. We reached out to a company which serves here in Delaware. It's called Greico Used Oil. The local number, 302-734-3340. There's no contract right now signed with this company that can pick up the used oil, pending the results of the approval of the conditional use.
Okay. How long would any one vehicle be on the site? Are we doing long-term repairs where there are going to be many vehicles?
No, there will not be any long-term repairs. Keeping the vehicle there no more than 2 or 3 days.
Okay, all right. Vasily Stevenson, you want to follow up with anything? I'm sorry, Ms. Wingate, it's your application. I'm sorry.
You already asked most of my questions, but so you will not be storing any vehicles that cannot be repaired. It's not going to be a graveyard for vehicles.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
You're not going to have any vehicles sitting there that cannot be repaired. They're going to be repaired and then move on.
Correct.
Okay.
The basic thing is small repairs, things are like tune-ups, maybe battery changes or something simple. Engine or dropping transmissions and none of that kind of business.
Okay. You just want to make sure it doesn't become a junkyard is all
correct.
I'm asking for.
Correct. I understand.
How about a sign? Would you want a sign to advertise the business?
No, there will be no signs to displaying that this is the business.
Okay. And then the hours you said 10 to 5, was that Monday through Saturday?
That's correct, ma'am. That's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday.
To Friday. Okay. Okay. That's all I have for now. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mears.
Mr. Wingate covered my questions.
None for me.
Okay.
None for me, thank you.
Okay.
None for me either. Thanks.
All right. All right, sir. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2391 MRO Auto Repair LLC? Yes, sir.
My name is Homer Keene. I live directly across the street from this property, and I've known the family since I've moved in, and they've been a very nice family. Everything that they do seems to they are very conscious of their neighbors. You don't see a lot of stuff laying around and so forth, and they try even to put a fence up to make sure that they don't intrude in their neighbors. So. I speak in favor of it because I've actually before had small businesses at home myself, and I know sometimes it's really hard for a person to have a small business and be able to pay the rent and so forth. So I'm in favor of it.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2391? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2391 MRO Auto Repair LLC?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one on the line wishes to speak.
All right, sir, we thank you. Commissioners, any further questions or comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.